right. Well, good morning, Sierra Community Church. This is different circumstances, but I wanted to welcome everybody to worship with us. Hebrews 10:25 talks about not neglecting to meet together. And when we have circumstances like this, I think meeting together with your families and having church at home with your families, but also being able to engage in worship as a community, knowing we're all singing the same songs of worship to God, can be a powerful thing, even though we're not together. So I ask that you would pray for each other, call and encourage each other, and settle in with your families and worship this morning as we take time to be with the Lord and thank him and know that he is God above all and he is in control. So here we go.
Thank you. Blessed Trinity, you are the Blessed Trinity, you are the Blessed Trinity.
So this last song is a song that is straight from the Bible. It is Numbers 6, 22 through 26, and I'm going to read that to you. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." And this is a prayer that God prays over his people. And in times like this, it is a true blessing to hear the word of God being prayed over you. And I just invite you to just listen to this song with your family and receive the blessing of the word of God to you today.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
You.
Lord, we ask that you would give us peace during this time. Lord, I ask that you would prompt us to seek your word for that peace and that comfort, God. I ask that as we spend this time in our homes, that it would be just amazing time with our families and even friends if we get together, God. But I just ask that you would pray a blessing over this church and over our world and our country, God. And I ask that you would bless Dan as he gives this sermon this morning about thirsting no more. And Lord, it is through you that we don't have to thirst for anything. You fulfill everything we need. You are our comforter. And for that, I thank you. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.